This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 8th. God's word to you today is His will. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 33, verses 15 and 16, and it says, "Then Moses said, 'If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth.'" A lot of people are too self-absorbed. The best word for it is selfish. It is really unfortunate, but for some certain people, when they cry for help, God does not respond. The reason is, when God had a need, they turned a deaf ear, because all they care about is satisfying their own desires and not God's need. People who do that enter a place of no help, a place of Mara. There are people around you that need help, and God wants you to be the helper of those destinies. When you help others, God will help you. In Jesus' name, there will be no more Mara in your life. You will be the answer to someone's destiny, and God will send you help from His sanctuary in Jesus' mighty name. The second Mara I have been sent to address is the Mara of misstepping. Beautiful Naomi marries Elimelech, a man full of potential. They were from Bethlehem, the house of bread. However, God was taking His people on a journey, and at some point, they went through a rough patch, and that is really uncomfortable. So they misstepped. They went out of the house of bread in search for bread. This maneuver ushered them into a Mara of misstepping. May you not move into the Mara of misstepping in Jesus' name. Everyone currently in a Mara of misstepping, I pray that God will change it to sweetened waters in Jesus' name. Amen. Interestingly, God always remembers His people. Naomi came to her senses, swallowed her pride, and headed back to the house of bread. Please read Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. A lot of people tend to blame a lot of things on the Almighty, when in reality, they misstepped. This family entered into the Mara of misstepping because they were following bread. Every time you make bread your compass or make economic decisions your only barometer in life, you are asking for trouble. Following bread can lead to bitterness. Years ago, things were pretty tough for my family, and we opted to check out. At 3 o'clock one morning, my wife wakes me up and says, "I need you to know that where we go and where we stay is your call. I will follow you anywhere. But I need you to look me in the eye and tell me that God has sent us on this journey." I could not respond. We did not take the step. Even though the opportunities were huge, that was not God's leading. We are grateful we stayed. I thank God for a good wife. Relocating just for economic reasons can be tragic. Some people are about to step into the Mara of misstepping. God has sent me to tell you not to do it. For those who are in it already, God will change it into sweetened waters and redirect your steps in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, there will be no Mara in my life because I will follow your leading in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.